Sock Snowmen by Emerald Love. Teddy stuck out his tongue as he concentrated on gluing the Christmas baubles together. He wore Severus down into letting him use the Muggle glue gun contraption, since he was 5 and not old enough to do magic.
"Don't burn yourself," said Severus. His hand gripped his wand, ready to cast a spell in case something went wrong.
Once the glue was on the bauble, Teddy sat the round object on top of the ornament tree.
"Ta-da!" he exclaimed.
The tree was lopsided, and it tilted to the side, but Teddy had fun making it, especially since he got to use the glue gun.
"Well done, Edward."
Teddy's expression was cross when he said,
"Teddy!"
"Sorry, Teddy,"
said Severus, still unsure of his relationship with the boy. This was the first time he was alone with Teddy. Harry was called into work when another healer in training got a bout of food poisoning.
"Don't worry, Harry. I've taught kids for well over a decade. I can look after Edward," Severus had said before Harry left.
"Teddy," corrected Harry before sighing. "It's not him I'm worried about." Severus resisted rolling his eyes. Please, he could take care of 1 5-year-old child.
"Don't let him boss you around. He has his ways," said Harry as he left the house.
So far, the day had been filled with hot cocoa, Christmas stories, and ornament trees. Next item on the list, Teddy insisted, was to make a snowman.
"It's snowing outside," said Severus, a bit exasperated with the child's energy.
Maybe he shouldn't have given Teddy that second cup of hot cocoa. He refused to think of himself as getting old. Teddy's eyes welled up.
"It's not Christmas without a snowman."
Sensing an impending tantrum, Severus glanced around the room, hoping to find anything to appease the child. It won't do him good for his boyfriend of 2 months to come home to a crying child. Their relationship was still new. Suddenly, an idea.
"Bring me a pair of white socks and meet me in the kitchen."
Teddy gave him an incredulous look, but did as he was told. Severus laid out the materials they needed on the kitchen table. Rice, rubber bands, buttons, and a ribbon.
"What are we making?"
asked Teddy when he saw the display.
"A snowman," replied Severus. "I used to do this with my mum when I was young."
They filled up the socks with rice and used a rubber band to tie the middle, so the snowman had a head and a body. The buttons were then glued on, and the ribbon acted like a scarf. Severus then took out his quill and drew eyes and a mouth on their little, makeshift snowman. Once they were done, Teddy convinced him to bake some biscuits and to leave some milk out for Santa. A snowman needed biscuits, don't you know, Severus? Teddy still had trouble pronouncing Severus's name, but he didn't mind. Dare he admit it, but he found it cute on the small child.
"Biscuits for Santa on December 2nd, asked Severus.
"Yup."
They spent the rest of their day in the kitchen, flour covering their faces and eggshells covering the countertops. Harry came home to biscuit crumbs on the floor, an ornament tree on the table, and 2 sock snowmen prominently displayed on the fireplace mantel. Severus and Teddy were asleep on the sofa, Severus with his arms around Teddy, and Teddy with his fists clenched tightly to Severus's shirt.
"You gave him that second cup of hot cocoa, didn't you?" asked Harry as he curled up next to Severus.
Severus shifted over and grumbled.
"You can't say no to the boy."
Harry transfigured his jacket into a blanket big enough for the 3 of them to snuggle under.
"I tried to warn you."
Severus hummed and said nothing more as he drifted off to sleep. The snow outside continued to fall, but the 3 of them were safely inside, curled up around each other on the sofa, and slept the night away.